beginning of 10-1, right? And the beginning of the visit was Bob Marilana, the surprise visit this Tuesday night, the 17th of August, 1971. 10-1, right? And the beginning of the visit with Bob Marilana this Tuesday night, the 17th of August, 1971. First visit in months or so, all summer. Channel 1, right? Beginning to visit Bob Marilana this Tuesday night, the 17th of August, 1971. Channel 1, right? And beginning of the visit with Bob Marilana, the surprise visit, the first visit in all summer, Tuesday night, the 17th of August, 1971.
Hi, guy.
Yeah. Hello, guy.
Sit down over there.
Guy didn't mean to wake you up.
He probably just got up.
Well, I'll tell you, I was just putting all the water on that right
now. I thought maybe you'd like to hear the
news, ladies, the good news.
Well, let me tell you, I have been...
Have I got your chair, Faye?
It's been hanging over me for some time. I needed to... I had to deal with it.
Well, you won't deal with Jerry Langford.
Huh?
They turned Jerry Langford down, that he's not suitable for head of department. And so, on that basis, then Jim decided that Jim Hodges would continue another year as chairman, although he didn't want it. He wanted to get out of it.
Oh, I'm surprised that he would stay.
We can see. I am too.
He made a great sacrifice.
Oh. He's taking a beating with all those.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have his job for anything. And he decided he would go on for another year. Well, you see, I think it's a little complicated. The way I look at it now, I haven't talked with others about it, but because you couldn't get a word out of anybody anyway.
Oh, really?
No.
they're not talking?
That's right. But, you see, Bowers and Bradshaw took it in the neck, I think, and I that's just personal opinion, when they resigned from the, chairman. Bowers was chairman of the committee, and they said, no, you got to do this, you got to do that in selecting another chairman. Well, they recommended, of course, Jerry Langford, and they didn't want Jerry Langford, and so they said, well, they didn't say that then, but they said, well, you got to submit this to the Department of English because they considered you when they selected a head, and so I met the new head, by the way, the new dean of the liberal arts. Spive introduced me to him one day. And anyway, I got a little more news for you about it. But anyway, I think that they would have considered several people there very favorably, but not, well, see, he has a degree in music. What's a degree in music?
I can't even run a department with
a
degree
in music. Yeah, you can't do that. Even if from Columbia. Oh, why not?
Yeah.
So,
at least they haven't gone that far, have they?
And they wanted somebody with a degree in English, naturally. I don't blame them. I told Phil, go ahead.
I guess it ought to be in English. English are the only ones that put up a
lot of English. Are you up in town?
Well, God, I talked with Bradshaw at first. I said, Jerry Langford, I said, he's a nice fellow, but I said, he wouldn't make a good department head or chairman for him. I said, it would kill him.
He's a little cracked his teeth about anything, you know. He just goes from.
He's a nice fellow.
I like Jerry,
he's,
and I like his
just
his
as
wife,
pleasant
but
as he can be, and congenial and kind and considerate. He's too nice a fellow to be chairman.
Well, you know, I was going to tell, you know, they made Hellstrom a kind of liaison with the junior colleges. Mm-hmm. Well, Hellstrom is one of the most perceptive fellows over there.
Yeah, that's right. I agree there.
And what they need for that is somebody who's leathery. It has no feelings, you see.
Something else now will interest you. Phil Bradshaw showed me a note the other day that he got from the higher ups. He was chairman of the committee to select a dean for University College. And he invited two people down, and they had big receptions for them over there. And did you go to one of them with me?
No,
I went to one of them anyway. And for everybody to meet, you know. And they were knowledgeable people and good people. But evidently they, for some reason, they now the word is going out that George Bentley should be considered. Well, Phil's going to vote against him. You know, George Bentley isn't, I agree with Phil that George Bentley just isn't material for a dean. He's assistant dean, but I don't believe he's, my own feeling is that he isn't, that he doesn't have what it takes to be a dean of that college. There's too many frictions and things, you know.
So have I don't to put up with too much.
Yeah, but I imagine if they want, you see, how does it go? What they want in the Pentagon, they get.
Yeah.
And so,
they want him, they're getting.
That's right. You can't buck the
Pentagon.
I was trying to think of the way we put it, though. Those in officially charge, you know, those in the high ups, you can't buck them. There's another phrase I was looking for.
No, they have a way of just keeping the thing open.
That's right. And holding on, just as they've done Wahlberg. The students wanted to keep Wahlberg as it was, you know. And others didn't. They didn't want to do that. They wanted to increase the South End, so they closed it up and let the damn thing rot.
Pulled down the bathhouse.
Bathhouse
and
everything up there.
Yeah,
and then Scott has gone out.
He was the man
staying up there as supervisor, you know, of the plants and grounds.
He's in the house, and he's moved.
He's gone.
He's just closed.
That's what.
Take a few $1,000 to
the administration wanted the south end where they ski, and they have lots of land there for development.
Yes.
They have just a small bit at the north end where they had the other place. And so they wanted to develop, spend quite a bit of money, $200,000 or something like that, on the south end where they go in to ski, rather than the old place where we go in to swim and boat and fish. But they're going to run into another problem there, as I see it. See, the state now has bought all of the property, what do you call it up there?
The Camp Ranch property. And that's all
ranch.
The other side of the lake.
All of the prairie.
Yeah.
On the right-hand side.
Yeah.
All the prairie. The state has bought that for recreation.
On the right-hand side going in?
Oh,
yeah.
I think they bought the whole prairie, haven't they?
I didn't think they had
bought
some
of it.
Well,
some of it's still privately owned on far end. Don't you know where Henry Chitty is?
Yeah, he's got his place, and over there where they built the country club and all those houses, part of that, I think, is.
But they bought,
I think the prairie itself, I think they bought the whole thing.
They paid $5 million for the property, and it goes out on the other side of Norbert.
And they're going
across
to, in a few years,
right,
they're going to put a park.
It goes all the way around,
you know,
and includes that.
So you can
that.
Go and rent a cabin,
now,
a camp
if
out
they open up a ramp there,
home,
which they'll have to do for the
which
public good,
mess.
You know, and a road, and open all that up, then the skiing will be
terrible to
try to fish on that lake now with the skiers. They just give
you a fit. Say, we have really had a week of it. I thought I looked, sort of looked for you to come by. You haven't been to town enough.
I just hadn't been to town enough to do anything.
Well, Becky and Gerald and the baby were there
for
a week. Yes. And last Saturday, yeah, they left this morning.
They
started to leave.
Me?
They started to leave yesterday morning. Say, I haven't had since one.
Crazy.
I just
yeah.
am nuts.
We've had four dogs there. And
Henry
dogs.
Went off and left two dogs. Left two
and
little
two
dogs.
Cars.
I didn't see that.
And, well, it's just been so. Mother Lee's birthday was Saturday. She was 91. And we had 15 darn people there and two parents.
Darn
and
our
four
daughters.
And
darn people and three husbands.
And children, Bob and his wife and two children came up from Tampa, and it was the biggest mess that you have ever seen in your life.
Well, it wasn't really.
As far as I'm concerned, it was a mess, because I had it all on the top of my little head, and I've just been nuts.
And you had had it going on already for a week.
Yes, that's right. And Gerald and Becky, they were having confusion about those kids over there, and they were back and forth up to Connell's and, you know, trying to settle those four children. Their father has remarried out in California, and he came over here to get them.
Oh.
And
that's
they
the
had,
four
that's
children
the
staying
Feaster,
with
the Feaster kids, you know,
Feaster.
Mr. and Miss Feaster.
Yeah.
They flew up to Washington and spent a week with Becky and Gerald, and all four of them and the baby and the dog and two parrots came back down in the car.
What they want to do, Faye, is to George, the former husband, I mean father, or the father, right away, wanted to get the children back to keep from having to pay.
That's what they say.
Pay anything upkeep.
They've
for
had
the
him in court, you know, here, and so they got the court in California behind him, and
they're pressing him.
So they're pressing him out there to send money to for the children's support. Yeah. So Gerald and all of them figured he just got in the car and came over here to get them. To say keep from having to go to jail out there for not sending them support. I said, well, that's kind of crazy because look how much it cost him to come over here. Look how much it cost him to keep them.
Yeah.
And he's married some sort of fat middle-aged woman who has grown
don't
children.
Don't get too much into that because that's.
Well, I know
we got
it,
enough
but anyway,
with our
were,
four children.
They were back and forth about that, and Gerald was over there, folks trying to help him clean up and do this and that and the other and clean out, and so it's just been a mess.
Lord help us. That can just drag on forever.
Yes, it sure can. It
wears
you to a
frazzle. I'm telling you, you're having some, aren't you?
Well, I had an August week, a week in August.
Yeah. Well, so I never had a summer like this. Nothing that I planned on has worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Not a thing?
No, my strong right hand has not even showed up, old Nick.
And we just finished.
I had
Nick
to make
had
hay
to
all by myself.
Well, let me ask you this. How's your health been to do that?
It's not my health. It's my disposition now.
Well,
I ruined my hand.
3 weeks.
I got it in the machinery and ruined my hand. Oh, I've done everything. I broke my toe.
Broke your toe?
Oh, yes. My cows all had pink eye, and now they can't walk. They've got something they never had before. They got, you see, the water down so low.
Just don't curse God.
Curse anything else?
Just have the patience of Job, I guess.
First it was their eyes, and now it's their hoofs.
They can't walk.
You've had all the afflictions, I guess, of Job.
Nothing has worked out.
Nothing has worked out.
Nothing has worked out.
But I sure could have got to see Mama Lee and Becky in there.
Well, we went up to see Becky, and I got this dizziness. I had to hold on, hang on, you know, like this. I had to hold on, and it lasted all till I got back. And we were there a week, and I left and came back a day early. I just couldn't take it any longer. And then, just recently, the last month, I've had the shortness of breath so bad I haven't been able to breathe.
The weather?
Huh?
Well, you have
it. Oh, no.
No,
it isn't the weather. I've had it off and on a little bit, but never like this. I went to the doctor twice. He gave me tranquilizer.
Yeah.
I didn't do much good. Anyway, it started leaving me about
3 days ago.
It started leaving you with so much confusion was there that you didn't have time to think.
No, no, what it was.
Or not.
What it was, I found that I had to do something myself about relaxation. He gave me tranquilizer to relax, but they didn't relax me if I were jumping up and down, you know. So I figured there's one thing, he wanted me to go to the medical center for examination, where you lie there for a week and they bring in a crew of interns and ask you all sorts of questions. And
oh, them interns, I don't think I could stand it.
Couldn't either. So I just...
You'd have to be in good health in order to stand the intern.
That's right. I had a Peter Bent Brigham in Boston when I went there once, when I was a student. Now I'm just flopping.
Well, Bobby just looked fine.
Yeah.
Well, he's been complaining for about 3 weeks about the third
I had
thing.
So
he
bad,
couldn't
I just
get,
couldn't... I was,
he couldn't get in a car. If he sat in a car, he complained. The only time he didn't complain was when he was lying down flat.
Was sleeping at night. I rested, relaxed. I got thinking about it, and working with it in my own mind, and so I finally just sort of relaxed. Like I was just going to flop.
Just collapse.
Just flop and
uh-huh.
relax.
Uh-huh.
And that's done no good in anything.
The kids have started back to school already.
I quit the
pills. Linda and Judy have already started back to work for the fall.
What?
God.
What'd you say?
I said Linda and Judy have started back to work for the fall, and Nancy starts back tomorrow. I can't believe that the summer's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
And Becky and Gerald won't get a raise. He'd be lucky to keep his job, I guess, with all this going on. New recruit.
The president's fixed us all up so we can't get no raises.
Yeah. You know, I ought to be able to get a raise, though, for this reason only, that I'm in my retirement 5 years, you know.
You're a hardship case.
Yeah, and if I don't get it now, you see why, then I the rest of my life, why? Of course, if things don't go up anymore the rest of my life, why, if sugar remains so much a pound, same thing it did now, won't make a difference.
Won't make a difference.
But if they do go up, why, then I'd give a pinch. It doesn't worry me, though.
I ain't well on it. That's the one that shows it.
Hey, look
she,
at I'm
not, she looks sort of haggard.
I'm the one that's had the...
See, I never saw Marilyn.
I never saw Marilyn.
Look
so whipped.
Well,
you look like you sort of... You got a bad eye?
No. Not any worse than usual. I've been thinking for 3 years I was going to get my eyes, you know, tested and get new glasses and haven't gotten there yet.
Just haven't got time.
No.
Every time I come around here, mine lie right there on that table.
Judy got something in her eye a
yeah.
whole couple weeks
I
ago when she called me frantic. She had put some stuff in the john to make it, she's in that apartment, you know, and had stopped up overflowing. So the man gave her some of this poison stuff put in it and it splashed up in her eye. So she called me, what
you told Faye about that.
Did
didn't
I tell you about that?
Yeah.
She called Van Arnum.
Yeah, you told Faye about
that.
It.
Was the funniest thing. I said, you could try it, and you can't get one with him for 6 months, you know.
Yeah.
Tell
oh,
God,
shut up.
No, he didn't hear.
Oh. Bob says, I've got no business telling such things over again.
No, I just
but
thought
no,
maybe
I
they'd
know,
be
I
bored with
it.
I thought maybe he'd be bored because she told it for
But anyway, Judy called me and said, could she call Van Arnum? And it was a Saturday, and I said, well, it's no use to call him. I think it was Saturday afternoon, Sunday,
yeah.
And I said, you couldn't get him in 1,000 years anyhow. I said, call Dr. Perry. I'll go over to the drugstore and take the stuff and ask the druggist to tell you what to do about it. So she called back in about 15 minutes. She said, well, said I talked to Dr. Van Arnum. I said, how'd you get him? He said, well, I just called his office and he was there. And said, he said if I had any trouble to come on down, he told me what to do. You get in order to see that man, you've got to have your eye practically put out.
Yeah.
You can't see him if you don't have a
That's
big
right.
emergency.
That's right.
She saw him in 15 years.
What,
she
what
could,
did?
That's right. I've done that. You see, they was our neighbors over there.
Yeah.
And I've gone in at 15 minutes till 5 or 15 minutes till 9 in the morning, you know, many times.
Yeah,
emergency.
An emergency, and he'll take you.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well,
he
nice
Sunday,
that
you know,
if
one time on Sunday when she was worried about looking around, he went up there on Sunday and just wasted the most time looking around.
Well, you know, the second time I had that attachment, I had that on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't send anybody.
That's the truth, that nut, didn't
I it? Just, and that was dangerous, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just swore the band I wasn't going up there and fiddle around the whole weekend. See, he'd have spent all that time up there. So I waited one morning.
That's right.
That was foolish.
That really
was crazy. But you do things like that, Kate.
How much rain have you had out here? How many inches?
We got 4 inches.
Did it do you any damage or good?
Oh, it just rained. We haven't, it hasn't rained out here all summer. Just a little.
No, we haven't had much either.
We didn't have it either for such a long time.
It rained out here about a half a quarter of
mm-hmm. Well, that's right.
Measure.
Our lake was low too. Way down. So it's up now.
Well, now, you see, you look out here and you think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it rains just enough to keep the grass growing.
Yeah.
It don't take much to keep the grass
growing. Well, we, now...
You see, we haven't had a rain where the ground would get wet, you see, all summer. And that's what caused the trouble, isn't it? And the spring was dry, you know.
Yeah, yes, it was.
So that's what's wrong with that water hole.
The gals have to walk out so far in this muck to get water.
Oh.
But I never dreamed of such a summer like this. Never.
No, it's been a struggle. Just a struggle.
Well, it hasn't been. It,
oh,
that breathing got me. Now, I could stand the dizziness where I couldn't stand up, but when I couldn't breathe, and I always just sort of. You know what shortness of breath is? You can't.
Oh, yeah.
You get it up here and you keep trying and trying and then finally get it.
Yeah.
And then you I still have a little of it. And then you keep, you just have to try to get a long breath. You can't get it.
Well, you worked all summer.
Yeah.
He's still working.
Still working. Got this is my last week, next week exam.
And you had to run in on all that hard work.
Well, it that part. Didn't bother me. This in the summer is much nicer for me to teach than it is in the fall. That is horrible, the fall.
Yeah.
It's a rat race over there in the fall.
It's going to start again
soon. It's going to start soon. What is about,
about 3-4 weeks, isn't it?
About the middle of 20th
maybe
of September,
about a month.
Something like that.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, man?
What was it, say it? What was it? This. Just now, you had all your children?
Oh, yeah.
All my children and all their husbands. And Linda and Phil came up Saturday morning. Linda came in the bus. They got a VW bus.
Oh.
And she went by and picked Mother Lee up and brought her up. What time did you get here? About noon?
Saturday.
This past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
She came up and had her birthday and spent the night and went back Sunday with Linda.
But that wasn't easy.
That was awful. When she got back, she was just worn to a frazzle. Right in a
VW
bus is kind of...
Yeah.
She lay down in the bus, she said, when they went back to Tampa. Phil had to work until about 4 o'clock. And in the meantime, Judy had arranged for Woody to come out and make a family portrait. And nobody wanted to be in the family portrait, and we had all sorts of screaming and hollering, and I could have killed her. She was so stubborn
and
about it.
We had to wear ties and
she
coats.
Would not put up with it. She was going to have that damn picture made.
Mother Lee.
With everybody and Mother Lee.
Yeah.
And I said, call Woody and tell him, then I will be here. Don't come. No, she wouldn't do that. So finally he came out. Phil came in while he was making a picture of Becky and Gerald and the baby. They said they'd get one shot. See if they could get a good one. And while he was making that, Phil came in from Tampa. So he was in. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
But I could have killed Judy. I was so mad at her because she wouldn't call it off, you know, and had all that going on and all the other besides. it was awful.
You know, let me tell you, Marilyn, I know, I guess. Remember now, taking pictures is a tedious thing. I just dread it.
I don't don't mind the people taking pictures because I don't want to take them, but what bothers me is that Becky and Gerald, every time you were sitting down, they're making your picture, and I get so tired of it, I don't know what to do. I was holding the baby at the table this morning while they were getting something, and here was Gerald with his camera. I said, you know, you just get worn out with that sort of thing.
It costs lots of money for them.
Nutty. All these slides. I said, who in the heck? He said, well, we don't show them very often. Nobody wants to see them. I said, well, that's all right.
I'd like to see some of them.
Oh, Lord.
Have you been there?
They left today.
Yeah. Well, they left yesterday.
Have you been there since we got up our drapes? I guess you have.
Oh, they got packed up. Gerald didn't get the stuff packed in the car until about 11:30 yesterday morning. I was waiting around until they left to go to work, and it was raining cats and dogs, you know. So I went on to work about 11:45, and about 12:30 or 12:45, I went out to the bank, and I thought, well, I'll run on out and see how Bob's doing. He's out there by himself. Drove up in the yard out there, and there was Becky and Gerald's car. They decided they wouldn't go. It was so bad and rainy yesterday, and the tornado warnings and all that, so... They stayed over last night and left.
And they have gone right through it, too, driven up through it.
No, I think they're
going to stop in Columbia.
They're going to stay in Columbia
tonight. So we'll find out. We'll call them
tomorrow. We've got Catherine's, and then they're going to finish up tomorrow.
Well, it's up in North Carolina.
Yeah,
well, they won't go any farther than South Carolina tonight, Columbia.
Yeah.
Spend the night.
So they ought to miss
it. So they may be behind it.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And some of it got up to 8 inches, I think. Man.
Yeah, that's
right,
in Charleston.
In Charleston.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Well, that's a lot of water.
Oh, Lord, yes.
The most water I ever saw was 9 inches. That was here in one of those hurricanes.
They said the Tia Key just got torn up yesterday.
I don't know whether you're going to teach in it 131 or not, but we're going to have two new books in there, including another. Always new stuff. You know.
How's the family say?
But the same general question.
Yeah, that we've had before, you know, cover this material, and then it's up to you. You can work it out any way you want.
What are the new books?
Claire, I can't remember. I got went up and got two of them. But they are, one is on the language, first four chapters of this book on language. See, we've taught miracle language, now we've got some other book on language. And then the other is a novel, I think. A novel and the book on language. And I haven't made notes or read them or anything. I just got them about 2-3 days before, and we had all this confusion. We had four dogs at one time. Nancy's two, and Turnip, that big dog, and then our dog. And two parrots. And the pastor had to take them in and put them on the porch. We had to keep dogs in separate rooms because they'd
fight.
Oh, that's what it was.
We had to keep the dogs in separate rooms. Nancy had two, and one wasn't housebroken, and that
kept those on the porch
on
for
the
about
porch.
A week,
and let those housebroken, two of them come on the carpet. Well, they thought they could get by with murder, you know, there because the two of them, we wouldn't know which one to blame, and so they. So I finally had to keep them all on the porch, and then when Turnip would meet Omar, why, he would grab him by the neck, you know, and...
We thought he was killing him one night.
And then when Turnip met
Truman,
Becky's
dog,
Linda's dog, why, they had a fight. And then we just had to keep them separate.
And then the parrots would fly away.
We'd bring Turnip, Becky's dog, the big dog, in through the back side, right directly, and I would stand there like a guard and direct him right into Becky's room, you know. He had to spend the night in her room.
Close the door.
Close the door. And then one time I think we kept our dog, Omar, up in our room and then put the other two dogs on the porch, Nancy's two dogs on the porch with the parrots or something like that. And then, of course, they had all this time we had our little precious baby there. The little grandbaby, you know.
Yeah, that's
and
the
we
one.
Just, huh?
That's the one.
Yeah, that you see.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
She's really a good baby, though. She didn't squall very often. A couple of times she got real tired and she fussed. But she eats like a little pig.
How old is she? A year?
No.
No, she's about 6 months old.
6 months, yeah.
She's just sitting up. She doesn't sit up by herself. She's just getting ready to sit up. She is a character. Looks just like Miss Feaster.
Yes, she does.
Oh, really?
She looks just like
and well, you know, Gladys is one of my favorites.
Well, she has a perfect disposition,
if
you know.
If she has Gladys' disposition,
she's
that's
got a
right.
disposition, that's fine.
That'll be fine.
So nothing disturbs her.
Seemingly.
Well, how did and they went to Washington.
The day.
They went
yeah.
on the plane.
Oh, yeah, they
that's
went on the plane.
Miss Feaster went on the plane to Washington. They never had been on a plane before. And they had the trip of their lives. And they spent a week up there. She has a sister in Frederick, Maryland. And her sister and her sister's husband, they went over and had dinner with them, and they stayed a couple of days over there. And then they came back with Vicki and Gerald.
I don't know who Gladys was.
Her name was Abraham.
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 I know. I beg you to get the baby's lineage. You know, this side and this side. This side. And she was Gladys Abraham.
From where?
You know,
you told
I
me,
don't
why
know
didn't you,
where
didn't
they
tell
came
me,
from.
Didn't you tell me from...
They lived in St. Petersburg at one time, she said.
Yeah.
She and her sister. I don't know whether they came from up there in Maryland or not, originally. I just don't know.
Yeah, but not around here, anyway.
I don't know. They lived in Micanopy. That's where she met Mr. Feaster.
Oh, yeah.
They lived in Micanopy at one time.
Yeah.
But I just don't remember.
I had a price relaxation. I just let me sit back and flop now.
Yeah, do that.
I get excited.
Use that chair you got there. You won't relax more than that.
Your dog,
to,
you wouldn't let him out
it,
now. He's sitting in the car waiting on
what
you.
Happened to
just have to put up with it because I get excited.
Yeah, be real. What you excited about?
Where did the parrots run off to?
Well,
they
you just leave them out in the yard. Gerald fixed this little pole with a, you know, a perch on it.
Yeah.
Out there on the palm tree. And you leave them out there all day. And if the sun would hit them, they'd get tired of that. So they crawl down the pole and go off.
Yeah.
And once or twice.
Twice.
Twice one of them went off, and one time we found them way up in the palm tree.
You have to search.
Over there,
call
you just have to call
have
and
to talk
call
to
and
Spanish.
Find them. Talk to them, and then they'll answer you, and then you find out where he is, because you can't see him to save your neck.
Yeah. Yeah, speak to him.
And
so,
then they have to get a pole and get them down, you know. We put them on a cage in a cage at night on the porch, but during the day they sit outside all the time.
Yeah.
And so this after the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, I guess it was, we went around searching everywhere for. Well, we found one of the parrots because I saw where he stopped, and then we searched for the other. Oh, what was his name? Paula.
Paula is the one that runs.
And we went
off.
Around calling Paula all over the place, premises, everywhere, back and forth. Paula.
Yeah.
And we no sooner found him on the fishing pole, got him down, and so forth, and got him back in the cage, and then this terrific dog fight.
I need a tranquilizer too.
Man, I just needed something.
But let me tell you know, noise like that never bothered me. When you have somebody around that, you know, like Gerald and them, who sort of regulate it.
Take care of this matter.
Yes, halfway. I don't mind doing a little of it, but not all of it.
Well, 2 weeks or so of this dog business, plus Beck is excitable as I am, you know.
Oh, she really peppery, isn't she?
And Gerald is, you know, nothing makes any difference.
Yeah.
If there's ever an existentialist in that respect, he is
yeah.
nothing.
He just lets it all go.
Yes, sir.
Becky wanted, for instance, wanted to take that little cradle back. I think it's a family affair, you know, that he was...
The baby's outgrown it almost, but he wanted to take it back. It's an heirloom.
Along with the dog and the two parrots. And he goes in for audit. They had an old milk can there. He wanted to, about that high?
Like that?
You know those old milk cans about that high?
Yeah.
Big around neck.
And
so he had to take that back.
That he had gotten out of the barn over there somewhere. Great Lord, I'm glad he went back. Like you said, one of these days she's going to travel without one thing.
Well, he didn't want
to take...
It's
like the... Yeah.
Okay. He didn't want to take this crib down, and there's no place for it, and the dog had no room. And I said, why don't you dismantle it, Gerald? And, oh, he wouldn't do that. And I looked at it, and I said, well, there are only four screws. Well, take out. So then he consented, so we took it down to the base where I have my little shop, you know. And now he's a good workman. He knows how to do things.
Oh, does he?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, he knows
how. So he took
my
hacksaw, and the thing was covered with paint. And he cut into the screws so they wouldn't be burred. That's the word. And like my finger with the string, you know.
Oh.
Just right.
Oh.
The four screws.
Yeah.
He took those out, and he numbered each place where they're supposed to go. The slats and everything, just as systematic.
Exactly.
Now I would have known to take a hacksaw and deepen those things so I could get a screw in there. You know, it's filled with paint.
Yeah.
And he's really excellent.
It paid
for them
to come back
because
they were really
doing things.
Mess trying
he can
to
do things.
Leave yesterday,
yeah.
And then they got that.
He doesn't
all
want to do
them. Today they had plenty of room.
Doesn't want to bother them, but he's capable. Very capable of doing it. Doing good
well,
work.
You know, helpful if
work.
You take a little pain like that, it sure will save you.
It was just a little small package like that, not so long.
Yeah, it was this cradle. It was almost as big as his bed, I guess.
Table.
You know, with the rockers on it.
And they didn't have room for anything. Gerald, they're just four screws. Let's take them out.
Yeah.
He didn't want, he used to have to try to force it into his new car.
You know, these little light two-wheel trailers are awful nice.
That's
you can put so much. It empty, you know. You don't have to sit on
that's
so
right.
much.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's a mess trying to take a
well,
long trip with furniture and all kinds of stuff falling over on you.
Gerald's fault, yeah.
And your lunch or your coffee mug.
And then with the baby, you have to take diapers and you have to take bottles and you have to take on...
You know, when
I never used the top of the car. That might work, but I just never did that.
When our children were small, Marilana didn't know one thing, one point, you know. She, or at least she knew one point that I didn't know. She knew that one point that I didn't know, that the sides of the car were flexible and would stretch out.
Whatever you want to put in it,
you could put in as much as you want. It always give a little bit more. I didn't believe that.
You'd
at the
go
time,
home, you know, and Bob would pack the car and you'd stall it out. Let's put this in. Well, no room for it. Well, put it in. That's what Gerald was doing yesterday. He was just carting stuff out and he arranged it. And all that rain, he arranged it. He gave it all
soaking
in the
wet.
One more thing had to go and take it all out and again, it was just awful. Watching him was awful.
You go
get
on.
Let me ask you one thing,
Bushel.
I think I sold some hay to one of your...
I have to go home. I haven't had a chance to wash my hay in over a week.
You never cared for.
Ashmore?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I guess you did, because he has horses out there.
He has a whole
lot
of horses.
He sure does. He's moved them all from behind us, thank you. He's got them across the road.
Got them across the road. Well, now, what was that movement? How come that?
You know,
Nat Posen, that used to run the University Inn, owns that place over there. He bought that New Master, you know, that hill where the old New Master home used to be, the home.
Where it burned.
And it burned down. And I don't know whether he ever got the insurance straight on it or not, but anyway, he was going to build a fine house there.
Yeah.
And he never got around to it. So Ashmore is using it, as I understand. He told him he could use it until he did something with it.
Yeah.
Now he's got a trailer there, and I think he's got it full of hippies.
Yeah.
I think hippies live in
that
trailer. Yes, I've seen them. They've got a little Volkswagen and beds, and I see them turning in there. I know they must live up there. Somebody lives there.
Yeah.
But he brings his horses. He'll take one or two of them and bring them over and put them back, you know, switch them back and forth. He keeps one or two over occasionally.
He still has his headquarters over by you.
Yeah, that's his house.
That's where he lives.
Yeah, he lives there, and then this Betty lives there in one of the trails. There are two of them back there behind the Landsman's, you know.
Yeah.
It's a mixed up family. We
it's
don't know which one
messed up
wife
mess.
Of which one, or whether it is a wife.
Well,
yeah.
Betty
it's
Belcher
a
has
family.
A husband who is an invalid. He is he was hurt in the Second World War, I think, or something, and she gets money from him. And she lives in this trailer. She's got this little tiny boy, which I think is Ashmore's. I'm sure he is. And she's got a grown daughter who's gotten married. But the first Ms. Ashmore took this grown daughter and carried her over to Madison and took her over there and sent her to college. And in the meantime, Ashmore and another cousin of his, or somebody that carries a newspaper, lives in that other trailer. It's the one that goes this way, and Betty's is this way, from out there by our road. And they're all crazy as loons.
You still
just
have
nutty.
Some work out to have your cows. Is that right?
Yeah.
We don't
five
keep
minutes. All I got. When he came out here, it was right touching. I was out
he
there.
He came out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a load of hay.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have anything, and
mm-hmm.
they couldn't buy hay. And I had to cut this old stuff. It wasn't really hay; it was just fodder. But it's better than he had. And you know, he came out here with a man one time, but then he came back the next time. We was all working out there, and I was worked down. I was just hot, and everybody else out there the same way. And then he came with a clean shirt on and a little boy
mm-hmm.
by his hand, just walking on out there. They're going, he's showing him around or something like that. And I saved me. I didn't have the energy to. All I could hardly do was just speak to him. Keep it going. You know how you get when you're hot.
Yeah.
And he stayed a little while, and he walked off. And I didn't they have a dog? Didn't they have dogs? And you
oh, yeah.
Oh, they're the ones that
used
to have the dogs
oh,
that used to cause so much
yeah.
trouble.
He used to eat yours up.
Yeah.
Well, he's got one dog now, I think. One, I think only one shepherd that he keeps fenced in and never lets him out.
What was that? What was it he had that devoured your dog?
Well, he used to have a pack of them.
Oh.
He had a pack of them. He had one female dog that kept, I don't know how many litters of those things they had, and they didn't get rid of them, you know. They just keep the pack.
Oh.
And there must have been
kill
five
cows.
Or six of them up that time, and they'd run like wolves.
Yeah, out on the country.
Yeah, he'd turn them out at night. He wasn't supposed to turn them out, but he'd turn them loose at night.
They kill cows.
Yeah, they kill
calves,
cows and everything around.
Calves,
oh, they were
right.
Awful.
Calves, yeah.
God.
So finally,
you
really?
Gotta wash
I got to wash hair, clothes, and dishes.
You got more
yesterday
work.
Yesterday and today,
I
got to wash
it
before I get started with my work.
As channel one right around 6:25 to 6:50 this Tuesday night, the 17th of August, 1971. This prize visit, Bob and Marilyn. They haven't been here in a month or so, hardly all summer. Channel one right and the around 625 or 640 or 650 this Tuesday night, the 17th of August, 1971. This prize visit, Marilyn and Bob, reporting on all their family at home in August.